If it's one thing I love, it's a well-preached funeral.
Over here. Yeah, Esther, you would love a funeral. That's just your speed.
Amen. You got to give Craig to Ruth Ann. She sure put Junior Cooper away in style. It was the kind of funeral you see advertised in the Mortician's Digest.
What do you know about the Mortician's Digest?
She posed for the centerfold. Hey, listen, let's talk about something else.
Poor Junior. I can't get over how he went so fast. Mm. Just up and died out of the clear blue sky.
Yes, he did.
And for no particular reason.
That's a shame.
Hey, listen, maybe y'all didn't hear me. I said, let's talk about something cheerful.
Well, we just can't sit around like nothing happened. Junior Cooper was our friend,
right.
And I feel a loss.
Right. I do, too. Yeah,
I feel a loss more than all of you. You died owing me $9.47.
Say, anybody know what Junior died of?
Nobody knows. He was always sort of a hypochondriac.
You mean an alcoholic? Someone told me Junior's liver went out. And as much as he used to drink, I don't blame his liver for leaving.
Say, how you supposed to take care of your liver?
I tell you the way I take care of mine, I flour it and fry it and smother it in onion.
I've been having trouble hearing out of my left ear. I wonder what that's a sign of.
That's a sign of earwax, Bubba. And I suggest you use Q-tips. Hey, listen, I don't want to hear no more about dying and sickness. I'm gonna have me a glass of Ripple.
That's a good idea. I'll have a taste. Just what we need, you cheer us up.
You mean to tear you up? You all should be ashamed. How can you drink right after a funeral?
Like this?
Give me another one, then, Brady. Fred Sampson, you just left the house of the Lord, and now I'm in my house. All of y'all ought to be ashamed. Drinking like a school of fish. My Bible says, be not drunk with wine.
What did it say about scotch?
Come on, come on.
Hey, listen. Hey, why don't you go someplace else? Why don't you go ugly up somebody else's house?
Who you calling ugly, sucker?
You.
I could throw some tracing paper over your head and draw me a moose face.
Hey, Pop. Oh, that's it, everybody.
Hey, man,
how's the funeral?
Beautiful, Lamont. And Reverend Trimble preached a beautiful eulogy. I didn't believe a word of it, but it was beautiful.
And Junior sure looked natural laying there, didn't he?
How he looked natural, he raised up and said nothing about my $9.47.
I can't understand how come it's always the good people that have to go. And at the tender age of 64, only 64. Say, that's 2 years younger than you, Fred.
Didn't nobody ask you how old a man was? Let's talk about something else.
Yeah, you all need to talk about something else. You're just depressing yourselves. If you did something meaningful with your lives, you wouldn't have time to sit around here and worry about dying.
Meaningful like what?
Like work.
Work?
That's right.
That'll kill you.
That's right. This good friend of mine, Willie Ross.
Willie Ross?
Yeah. worked himself to death. He was mixing some cement and he had a heart attack and died. He fell right into the bucket and the cement hardened and they had to chip it away before they could bury him.
It was just his time to go. The Lord put him here to lay cement. And when the Lord figured his cement laying days was over, he called him home.
The Lord could have given him a break and let him live a little bit longer, get some of that Social Security money.
That's blasphemy, Fred Sanford. And I'm not going to be guilty by association.
Good. I don't want to associate with you anyway.
No, Esther, you don't have to leave.
That's all right, Lamont. I was just waiting to say hello to you anyway. Besides, I have to go to a funeral.
A funeral? You just left one.
This one is hers, can't you tell?
Go on and laugh. But you won't be laughing on the last day when you stand before the Lord in judgment. Behold, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Esther, if you don't get out of here, it's going to be some weeping and some smashing of teeth.
Heathen, all of you, a bunch of heathen. I won't have to be bothered with y'all in heaven. All of you, hey!
Bat. Let's drink to the bat leaving.
I'll drink to that.
Hey, look, why don't you guys stop all this drinking? You're only going to make yourselves depressed. Now, why don't you do something to pick up your spirits, all right?
You know, for once, Lamont was right. Let's talk about something pleasant while we pick up our spirits.
That's right, because life is too short to always be worrying about the whereabouts of the Grim Reaper.
We ain't here long enough to enjoy ourselves. Grady, when's the last time you had a date?
Last night. Remember, you and me sat right here and watched Star Trek.
I mean a date with a woman.
Oh, that kind.
See there? You don't even remember. Why can't we have us a party? I got the place. I got the taste. All we got to do is round up some girls, and then we can have our own party.
Hot dog or frog? I know just the women we want.
Who?
The Butt Sisters.
Oh, man, not them.
Not the Butt Sisters.
Hell no, not the Butt Sisters. Anybody but the Butt Sisters. We want to have a party, not a sideshow.
Well, who do you want to invite?
Well, I don't know. You know, somebody with some oomph. You know, like that guy on the radio, Wolfman Jack. Say, hey, look here, baby. Yeah, we got you here. Hey, make sure we're gonna have somebody here make your liver quiver. Put some glide in your slide. Yeah, and put some cut in your strut. Yeah, baby. Any of y'all know anybody like that?
I think I know somebody who would be right up our alley.
Who?
Fast Fanny. She works as a topless waitress at the bowling alley down the block.
You know her?
Well, I sort of know her, and I figured she owed me a favor. She spilled a drink in my lap once, and I still tipped her.
Yeah.
Well, look, Grady, do you think you'd get Fast Fanny to bring some of her friends over here to our party?
Well, it's worth a try. I'll run right on over there now and see what I can do.
Yeah, you do that, Grady. And you fellas, I'm straightening around the house up here. And you guys go home and take a bath and change and put on some fresh socks. And look here, one more thing. Change your drawers. That's all they serve at night. Backy, backy, sacky, where the thugs shoot back in, bim, do the backy. Fuji, I'ma grab your mama, grab your trouble, this green boy. North Dakota, South Dakota, wake up in the morning. How's your lunch, son?
Fine, Pop. Hey, I'm glad to see you in a good mood, man, and you're not depressed anymore.
Oh, no. I'm taking your advice. I'm doing something meaningful with my life.
Really? You gonna do some work?
No. I figure you only go around once. And you gotta grab all the gusto you can. So from now on, I'm gonna be a gusto grabber.
Well, really? What kind of gusto you plan on grabbing?
Any kind I get my grabbers on.
What about your arthritis?
Better to grab with, my son.
What about your heart?
Well, as long as my grabber's grabbing, my ticker will be tickled.
It's just gonna be fun, 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 huh?
Right. Fun, 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 son. Bring on the wine, women, and the song.
Pop, at your age, you can't afford to do that.
Why not?
Because if you have too much wine and women, the song is gonna be Nearer My God to Thee.
You don't know what you're talking about. Listen, enjoy your lunch. I'll get that.
I did that dynamite because you see why. North Dakota, South Dakota, and Florida, man. Ooh, hey, I'm coming, I'm coming. Hey, great, that was fast. And fast, Fanny's fast.
Yeah, Fred. Fanny had a few minutes as he came right on over. Fred, I'd like for you to meet Fast Fanny, and Fanny, meet Fred Sanford.
Hello, Mr. Sanford.
Don't be too formal. Just call me Freddy, like in Ready Freddy. Hey, Fanny, I'm glad you were free.
Well, I'm not exactly free, but I'm reasonable.
I told you she was fast.
Yeah, Fanny. Yeah, Fanny, come over here and sit down. Look, I guess Shady Grady told you about the party we planned on tonight.
Yes, he did. But first, let's get an understanding established.
Yeah, by all means.
Are all the men at this party about your age?
Yeah, why?
Well, because me and my girlfriends don't want to be responsible for any heart attacks.
Oh. Well, you don't have to worry about nothing like that happening.
And another thing. If you want this party to move, I mean really take off, just make sure there's plenty to eat, plenty to drink, and a lot of good music.
Yeah, well, we planned the boogie-woogie all night long.
Yeah, we just let our hair down and let everybody go for themselves.
Yeah, and my destination is in sight.
You're cute. How many of my friends do you want me to bring?
Let me see. And Shady Grady.
That's me.
And as Slick Skillet. And as Big Boy Bubba. And Lucky Leroy. And about four of them.
Okay. And which one is he?
Oh, that's Left Out Lamont. See, he won't be at the party.
Oh, that's too bad. He's kind of cute.
Yeah, you ain't seen him when you get up early in the morning.
Say, Fred, I gotta get Fanny back over to the bowling alley now.
Hey, thanks a lot, that Grady. And thanks, Fanny. Fanny. What's your last name?
Fast, faster, and out of sight. Yeah!
You're not really gonna have that party here, are you? I mean, I know you're not gonna have it here.
Oh, no? Well, you just watch. This is just the beginning. See, I intend to party lightly, slightly, politely, and if possible, all nightly.
Hey, Papa. Oh, no. Hey, Pop. Pop.
What?
What is all of this junk doing down here?
What do you expect to find in the junkyard, dummy?
I'm talking about all this party junk. It looks like you're planning on having an orgy. I don't believe this, man. I just don't
believe
it.
You don't believe what?
You got on?
A Superfly suit. What it look like?
It looks like you got on a floral arrangement from Junior Cooper's funeral. Oh, where'd you get that thing from anyway?
This ain't no thing. And I got it down the street at a going back to jail sale. It only cost me $6. And the guy that sold it to me got 6 months.
You know, you really act silly for an old man. Why don't you try acting your age instead of your shoe size?
You keep talking to me like that and you'll feel my shoe size. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say, and you're not going to talk me out of getting this party.
Yeah, well, I'm not just going to stand around here and watch you make a fool out of yourself. I shouldn't even let you have this party in the house anyway.
Let me have it. Are you a fool, fool? Whose name is on the deed to this house?
Yours.
Whose name is on all three of the mortgages?
Yours.
Well, then whose house is it?
The finance company.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. This is my house. And this is my party. And if you don't want to stay to the party, you can find you somewhere else to go tonight, because we're going to boogie-woogie here all night long. The door. Would you get that for me?
I wish you could see how ridiculous you look.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it on.
Let's get it together.
Hey, look at Fred's suit. Man, you're a cleat.
Good googly woo. I hope them girls don't scare easy, Fred, because that suit's a monster.
Say, Fred, that's one of them Superman suits, ain't it?
Super fly, Bubba, super fly.
Say, where are all the girls?
Don't be impatient. They ain't here yet.
Yeah, I figured we need a little time to get ourselves together before they arrive.
And I got just the thing to get us together.
Ooh, yeah. I understand that.
Yeah, I'm about
all
that.
All right. Yes,
it is. Good, Leroy.
I'm ready for this.
I know,
yes,
about
sir.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I think it's only right we should drink to Junior Cooper.
You know one thing? That's true, because if Junior hadn't died, we wouldn't be having all this fun. I knew Junior Cooper was going to be good for something. To Junior Cooper.
To Junior Cooper.
Why don't you grab yourself a drink and join the party?
Yeah. No, thanks, Brady. You guys go ahead. Just count me out.
Oh. You party pooper. Why don't you take your wet blanket someplace else?
Good. That's a good one.
Hey! Y'all remember how we used to do the Lindy Hop?
Who? I invented it. Watch this.
Go ahead.
Hello, brother. Can I speak to Fanny? Yeah, Fast Fanny. Hello, Fast Fanny. This is Lamont Sanford. Yeah, left out Lamont. Listen, are you supposed to be coming to a party at my pop's house tonight? Oh, no. They're still having a party. It's just that it'll be a little late, see, because the liquor got delayed.
Get it!
Yeah, well, listen, I'm going to come over to the bowling alley and walk you and the ladies over here so you won't get mugged on the way. Yeah, well, I think I'm sweet, too. Bye.
Hey, listen. Didn't you guys remember Wham?
Yeah.
Let's do Wham.
Okay.
Hey, Wham.
Rebop, boom, bam. I can swing it, I can jam. Wham, rebop, boom, bam. I'm a killer.
Yes, I am.
Wham, rebop, boom, bam. I can do the CCQ. Wham, rebop, boom, bam. If I can do it, so can you.
I better take it easy. I don't want to be all whammed out when the girls get here.
Yeah, I've got to tie myself. My heart's going like a racehorse, and we ain't even got any gates yet.
Hey, what is going on out here? I thought y'all was having a party. How come you're so quiet?
Well, ain't nothing going on, son. We just want to rest up, because we don't want to be all sweaty when the girls get here.
Yeah, but you can't have no party sitting around here like this. You got to have drinks and music and dancing. Come on, this is a party.
Yeah, you're right, son.
Pass this around. Hey, Skilly, come on out here and show me that soft shoe that you're supposed to be famous for.
Oh, you don't know about that. That was before your time.
Well, try me.
Try you?
Yes.
Come
on, this is supposed to be a party.
Da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. How? Wait.
Oh, now wait a minute now. Don't tell me you're getting tired already, Skilly.
I'm not tired. I'm exhausted. You're getting old, Skillet. Let me at the young blood.
Can you do the Lindy Hop Lamont?
No, you gotta show me that one.
I'll show it to you. Come on, let's show. Come on, let's show. Huh?
Wait a minute. There ain't no Lindy Hop.
No.
Come on, Brady. Let's show him what to do here.
Yeah. Say, Fred, remember how we used to slow drag?
Now, wait a minute. I ain't gonna slow old drag rate, Grady. I ain't gonna do that. I waited fast fan to get here. Now you had to dance by yourself.
Oh no, that's all right. No. All right. Okay, how about you, Bubba?
Man, you must be crazy. I'm Leroy's partner.
Let me see these glasses over here. You got two glasses.
Thank you.
This is supposed to be.
No, no. Your head's up.
Well, here we are, ladies.
Hey, sounds like they're really getting down in there.
Yeah, I don't think you can get any more down than they are right now.
Oh, what are we waiting for?
Wait a minute. Let me just go in there and see if all systems are go. Yes, green lights all the way. It's party time, ladies, and get out.
Say, what is this, a joke?
No. This ain't no joke. No, you know this ain't no joke. These are your party partners. Now, over here, you've got Bad Boy Bubba. There's Lucky Leroy. Down there is Slick Skillet. And over here, you got Shady Grady. And here's the ringleader. Ready, Freddy.
Ready for what? The Boneyard? Fanny, is this the good time you promised us?
Ain't this some stuff? Of all the jive turkeys, these buzzards take the cake.
They even drank up all the liquor.
I ain't never going to another senior citizen's party in my life.
Let's get out.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
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 All this money. I'm making these helpers. I'm not messing around with senior citizens. This is ridiculous.
The old gray dudes, they ain't what they used to be. Ain't what they used to be. Ain't what... Morning, Pop.
Don't buy that gun.
Hey, man, I see you regained consciousness. You know what I think? I think you grabbed for a little bit too much gusto.
Yes, son. Ready Freddy gonna be sensible Samson. I'm gonna take that Superfly suit out of the pawn shop and throw the ticket away.
Now, that's the way I like to hear my old man talk. Oh, I almost forgot, Pop. This came for you in the mail.
They read it for me, son. Hurts me to focus my eyes.
Hey, it's from Fast Fanny. This admits one to the grand opening of the Magic Fingers Massage Parlor.
Hey, give me that. Magic Fingers. Jefferson Crenshaw.
Wait a minute. Now, don't tell me you're going to a massage parlor.
No, I'm going to the pawn shop. Then I'm going to the massage parlor.
I thought you said you was going to be sensible, Pop.
Well, what could be more sensible than that? It's free, ain't it?
Oh, man, look at you. You ain't in no shape to go nowhere.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm grown. Oh! Hey, son, what's that out there?
Daylight.
Oh, hey, son, you take this suit to the pawn shop. I'm going to give me some rest. Oh, hey, son.
What?
After you leave the pawn shop, stop by massage parlor and see if they make house calls.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.